Hey guys, and welcome to our Critical Skills podcast. Hosting today's episode will be the outsiders of Team Crete, me, Rebecca, and my friends Ethan and Tyg from all different locations. How are you all coping with isolation? Well, hopefully we'll be able to take your mind off it for a short time. Today we're going to be talking about why we think recreational cannabis should be legalised in Ireland. What is your opinion on this? Well, hopefully by the end of this podcast, we will have won you over to agree with us on why it would be a success to legalise it. So, why do we think it would be beneficial? We have many reasons and opinions. This is a quite controversial subject. First of all, if cannabis is legalised in other countries, it can't be that bad, right? Of course, there's a divide in the public's opinion, but hopefully we can sway you guys to agree with us. Picture this, legalising cannabis would lead to an increase in tax revenue. Also, think of the guards. Arresting and dealing with individuals who are in possession of cannabis and who are selling the soft drug takes up a lot of time for the guards. As you are probably aware, cannabis is probably the most popular drug. This means that arrests in association with the drug is high. Think of all the time saved if it was legalised. Also, it would mean a decrease in overcrowding in Irish prisons. Think about it, if it was regulated the same way alcohol and cigarettes are, it would be made safer because people would know exactly what they're buying and at a steady price. That's a good thing, right? Can you imagine the amount of money going into drug cartels? You see, this is another thing. Drug cartels would demolish if cannabis was legalised because it would reduce their powers and profits. These cartels often charge people at inflated prices because they can. Think about how they may manipulate and take advantage of vulnerable young people by overcharging them because they don't know any better. Drug dealers in built-up areas would be put out of business because the drug would be readily available to the public from dispensaries. Areas who experience high level of crime and drug rates would be made a lot safer and reduce the anxieties of people in these areas. In a survey carried out on 16,280 adults in 2018 who smoked cannabis, what percentage of them believed there was at least one benefit from smoking it? A. 10%, B. 56%, or C. 86%. If you guess C, you're correct. The most common benefit that was noted among these people was in fact pain management. Subjects also mentioned a lot of other benefits for conditions that are very much seen, such as depression and anxiety. I've also mentioned some of our opinions on why cannabis should be legalised in Ireland. I hope I have persuaded you. I'm sure I have, but if not, we will keep trying. I'm going to pass you on to my friend Ethan. Let's see if he does a better job at convincing you guys to agree with us.
Hi guys, welcome back. As introduced by my colleague Rebecca earlier, I'm Ethan. Firstly, I'd just like to commend my other two colleagues, Rebecca and Tyg, in their excellent efforts to construct this podcast. They really went the extra mile for our listeners. Now we get to the fun part. This is where I try to convince you I'm right. But first, let's have a quick quiz. How much could the American government gain by nationwide legalization of marijuana? Is it A, $100 to $500 million, B, $1 billion, C, $1 to $2 billion, or D, $2.2 to $6.4 billion. If you chose the most specific one, congratulations, you have excellent intuition.
Yay!
Now it's really time for the fun part. I was given the reins on two main topics associated with marijuana. Given the fact that I'm currently studying finance in university, I think you can guess one is the economic benefits of legalization, and the second being its relationship with crime. Both these topics are intertwined with one another and are also a key instrument in our argument. I'll start with crime first. We all know marijuana is at present illegal in Ireland. Now, when something is illegal, it automatically opens up a black market for the commodity. We know this. If any of you studied economics at some stage in life, you'll learn a little thing called supply and demand and the concept of scarcity. For something to be valuable, it must be scarce in relation to its demand. Now, bear with me, please. I'm not trying to give you an economics lecture here. And I know you may be having flashbacks to your microeconomics classes or even starting to lose interest, but I'm nearly finished. Since marijuana is illegal, its supply is greatly reduced, pushing up demand as demand and supply are inversely related. This allows dealers to charge highly inflated prices for this drug. Allowing marijuana to be sold by these cartels only fuels them to charge higher prices and continue to take advantage of consumers. By legalizing cannabis, we can rip the power from the hands of these cartels and distribute the drug in a controlled and regulated environment. This was evident on the Mexican border, where marijuana legalization resulted in decrease of violent crime by over 13%. Believe that fact. Sticking on the topic of crime, let's think about the number of arrests made each week due to possession of this substance. Too many is the simple answer. Not only is it a needless waste of resources, but think of the manpower and time wasted with prosecutions. Legalization would relieve unnecessary pressure on our already stretched police force, and with these now available resources, other sectors such as education or health can benefit. Now, pushing forward onto my second point, I'm going to try and rack your brains with respect to the economic effects of marijuana. Let's try and imagine for a quick second the sheer amount of revenue that could be generated from regulated commercial distribution of this good. Instantly, our country benefits from tax revenue, job growth, FDI, which is foreign direct investment. This extra revenue could be channeled into other much needing sectors of society to improve facilities or equipment. Staying on the economical point and relating back to crime, let's look at the expenditure amount wasted on prosecution. Countless euros of taxpayers' money thrown away each week on this soft drug. It's insanity. From an economical and crime-related point of view, I hope you'll see the right side of this argument. The facts are right there in front of you. All you need to do is open your eyes. I'll now pass you on to my colleague, Tig, and I'm sure if you're not already hooked, he'll seal the deal.
So I'm Tig, the last member of Team Cree, and I'll be leading you to the final part of our podcast, where I'll be comparing marijuana to two other social stimulants, alcohol and cigarettes, which differ in the sense that they are legalised compared to marijuana, which is illegal in Ireland. So firstly, alcohol. If you look at the long-term health ramifications of consuming alcohol versus consuming marijuana, the results differ hugely. Alcoholism is one of the most destructive diseases, and it's far too common. Everyone has a family member or knows a friend who has experienced it at some level. It leaves no family or person untouched, and it causes roughly 90,000 deaths per year. Comparing this to marijuana, which technically causes zero deaths per year, because the figure is so small that it's actually too difficult to calculate. So after seeing these figures, the first question that came to my head is, how is alcohol legal but marijuana isn't? I know looking at these stats, like they're regarding death and it's dark, but when you find out that the one that causes 90,000 deaths per year is legal and the one that causes zero is illegal, like, it's nearly comical. So I believe that the illegality of marijuana stems from the stigma attached with the act of smoking cigarettes. The health defects of smoking cigarettes became common knowledge in the 60s, and the cardiovascular impacts, how bad it is for your lungs. Smoking marijuana is nowhere near as hazardous as smoking cigarettes. We already know the effect of smoking cigarettes in both the short and long term, but studying the effects of marijuana specifically in isolation, it's a very difficult one because of its illegality in a lot of places, of course, but also because a lot of people who smoke marijuana will also smoke cigarettes, so it's hard to study it in isolation. The two often cross over. So I believe that the world's current stance on marijuana is very similar to how alcohol was viewed during the Prohibition in America. The demand for marijuana is still there, and it will continue to be there, just like the demand for alcohol was still there during the Prohibition, despite the fact that it was illegal. And just as drug dealers supply marijuana now, the mafia supplied America with alcohol, and this alcohol became a black economy, and the mafia profited off this for years. However, when alcohol was re-legalized, that black economy died, and the mafia lost the majority of their power, like, in this industry. So as a group, we believe that the Irish government would reap great benefits economically from the legalization of marijuana recreationally. I truly feel that we've exhaustively explained the various reasons for this, but if for one reason only, I believe that the economic benefits to this country from the sales revenue, the business tax revenue and the sales tax reduction should make the government take a proper look at this relevant issue. This topic of conversation will stay relevant until it is taken seriously. It won't just fade away. The economic boom that I feel this legalisation would generate would have inexplicable benefits for our small island, and we hope that you can see that, along with the points we have made and our valid research, that this issue is very important to us.
A huge thank you to everyone who tuned into our podcast this week. Hopefully we will be back very soon with another juicy topic to discuss. Goodbye from Team Crete for now.